And finally this evening, we're just a few hours away from the 80th Academy Awards ceremony, in which a group of films notable for their grim themes stand to win top honors. The Coen brothers' No Country for Old Men is vying for the Best Picture Award, with other contenders including There Will Be Blood, a film about a tyrannical oil prospector, a legal thriller called Michael Clayton, and the period drama Atonement, which explores the tension between human desire and class structure in society through the moral tragedies of personal betrayal and world war. The one exception is the feel-good sleeper hit Juno, which tells the tale of a high school girl who chooses life. A screenwriter and vice president in charge of development at Origin Entertainment, Barbara Nicolosi spoke with us ahead of this year's Oscars.
The Oscars still do represent excellence in cinema. The Oscars really are still a pretty reliable sign of the best level of craft being done in cinematic storytelling, which is what Hollywood is all about. Now, having said that, who wins has to do with, I think, very often the politics of the industry. If Juno takes some awards, that would be a very, very interesting thing to talk about, because that would be a sign that the Gen Xers are now overruling the baby boomers. Because remember, the baby boomers are all about politics, the Gen Xers not so much. But Juno, if the Juno was the Gen Xers, this is their movie. The Gen Xers are much more interested in telling a different story than the kind of party line on abortion. So that if Juno wins anything, it will be tremendously significant about trends in the industry. Because remember, this year we had movies coming out of Hollywood that all represented a pro-life view. Waitress, Knocked Up, August Rush, Juno. All of these movies reflected, don't kill your baby. You know, it's not a choice, it's a child. And they all came from secular Hollywood.